Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity, and man, oh man, I just cannot even believe that it's been over a month since I've had an episode for you guys. I've missed you guys so much. I am like nervous right now recording since I haven't recorded in so long. And basically, if you guys saw on my YouTube channel, I think I talked about my Instagram too, I just decided to take December off for posting on my podcast since I was so busy with Vlogmas. If you know, you know. Vlogmas was where I was just filming every single day in December, posting every single day in December, actually posting every day up through Christmas, so I guess not like the last week, but it was like 25 videos in a row, and it was like a lot going on. I think I only missed one because of, well, I'll talk about it later, but just a lot going on and like not really doing anything and being quite lonely, and yeah. But I've missed the podcast so much. You guys are like my favorite, and my podcast is my baby and my passion project, and I tell everyone that. It's just so much fun and such a fun way to connect with you guys, and I love recording these because I love listening to podcasts now, and so I can only imagine like if you guys could feel how I feel when I listen to people that I follow their podcasts, and it's just them like catching up, talking about their life. I just feel like I'm on FaceTime with them or I'm on the phone with them, and it's so fun. It's like such a mood booster, especially when I'm driving. I always do that, and so I hope I can be like that for you guys that are listening. I should warn you, my golden retriever Brody is 1 inch away from me, so you probably just heard him sigh. He was like does anyone else's dog do that? He's like sleeping next to me. He's always my little podcast buddy. But let's just jump on in. I promise I will have more exciting episodes coming soon. I feel like I disclaim that at every episode. I'm like, I'm sorry, this is boring. Like, I'll have more exciting ones. Like, side note, hint, hint. I hope I can finally get one of my best friends, Hannah, one of my best friends of all time, my oldest, goodest, no, that's not a word, oldest, bestest friends. Okay, that's what I'm saying. She's an OG. We go way back, and I can't believe she hasn't been on my podcast like recently more and more, which I'll talk about because I was showing her more on my social media. People are like, oh my god, you don't have a podcast episode with her, like we need her on the pod, which I agree, and we've talked about it a bunch, so like that will be really exciting coming soon. But I feel like I owe you guys just an explanation, a catch up, a recap, because I've been gone for like, I looked and I think the last time I posted an episode was like 7 weeks ago, just how it worked out since normally during the year now. Maybe except for December, I'll always take off with Vlogmas. I do like every other Friday. So I miss doing this so much, and I feel like I forgot how I would even do my little format in the beginning of like something I'm happy about, a happy quote or happy idea. So something I'm happy about this week is being in Voorhees, New Jersey, visiting Max. And by the time this is up tomorrow, because I'm recording this one day before on January 6th, because this is getting posted January 7th, you guys are probably like, huh? Like, my life has just been a whirlwind. I've been all over the place, and I was just in LA and then Atlanta, and then I was home for like 2 days, and now I'm here in New Jersey. Like, I drove here late last night with Brody so we could visit Max, since I barely get to see him and he really never gets to see Brody. So if he's here, we're like, we might as well come visit. But I'll explain all of that. I'm just happy that I'm here. Or I guess I can tell you right now, basically, when Max was just away, he had a long road trip with playing away games. Oh, he just texted me. He must be getting out of skate now, because yeah, he's skating right now while I'm recording in his hotel room. So what I was saying this book is Gretchen. He just had a long like away road trip with a bunch of away games, I think like 4 or 5 on the West Coast. Now he's back and there's like a string of home games here in Philly, and so He stays at a hotel by their practice rink, which is actually in New Jersey. It's only like, you know, 20, 30 minutes from Wells Fargo, where they play the Flyers games, but they stay like right across from the practice rink since they are there like every day, if that makes sense. I feel like I always have to explain that because people are like, why are you in New Jersey? And I'm like, it's basically Philly, but not, but yeah. So since he's gonna be here for a bit, me and Brody are like, we might as well come visit, spend some time with him, since, yeah, we like did not see him at all in December. And it's really nice being here. It feels really cozy. Obviously, it's just a little hotel room. I feel like not in my routine without all my things, but it's fine because it's worth it to see Max, and we've come like twice here before. So that's what I'm happy about, that we can make it work, and I feel very blessed that I have such a flexible remote job that I can be recording this podcast right now in his hotel room, or I can like take Instagram photos here or vlog, or you know what I mean? So I'm really happy about that. I'm feeling very lucky. And then, so this really isn't a quote, because I was looking at quotes for independence. I'm like, you know what? No. This is really like just a happy idea, and something I've been thinking about a lot recently is just independence as a whole. I feel like that's been a theme in my content in the past year or so, is me, like you guys really coming along the journey with me of like finding my independence and becoming independent, because I had zero independence before the last couple years. Like my entire life through college, I was not independent. I could not be alone because I didn't know how to be alone, because I was always with my twin sister. I think that sort of like crippled me in a way, because I just did not know how to enjoy my own company and be my own person. So if any of you can relate to that, I struggled with it for the longest time, and it took a lot of time and work, and I still have to work on it, because I can fall into a comfortable habit of being like, oh, I'll just like invite this friend over, do this or that, so I can avoid feeling this way or doing this thing. I don't know if any of you guys relate to that, but yeah, I've just been thinking about how I am so grateful that I am independent now and have my independence, and sort of Max being away so much has forced me to be independent, and moving to Pennsylvania, moving to a new place, new city where I really didn't know anyone, and having to just figure it out and adult and do my own thing has also forced me to be independent. And just watching like my friends, my sister, and my mother, oh my god, independence just comes way more natural to them. Like they love their alone time. My sister's definitely more introverted, and I'm like, teach me how you do this, you know? Like I just could not like sit alone in my thoughts, and like I said, enjoying my own company for like the longest time. And I think a lot of this too, I've been so inspired. I made a note to shout her out. I've been so inspired by this girl, Peyton Sartain. I don't know how you say her last name, but I follow her on Instagram. I love following her on Instagram. She's just so like aesthetic. I love looking at all her photos. All her stories are so cute. And I get inspo if I'm ever like where she is, because she's always posting good restaurants and like cute outfits, stuff like that. So I'm just very inspired by her, but I've actually been listening to her podcast recently. I only started listening to episodes in the past like week or two, but I've been loving them, you guys. Her podcast is called Note to Self, and I think the first episode I listened to was talking about her taking herself on dates and why it's so important to like take yourself on dates and just be really independent. And I don't know, I just am, yeah, so inspired by her, like I'm saying, and like inspired by her independence and how she just like lives life on her own terms. And JC also talks about that in the What We Said podcast, which you guys know is like my all-time fave, just talking about like doing what you want to do and like living your own life and not worrying about others or like being codependent in a relationship or following someone around. And I'm sure some of you, as I'm saying that out loud, some of you are probably like, you legitimately followed your boyfriend to Pennsylvania, which like, okay, yes I did. I would not be living in Pennsylvania for any other reason. However, I, like I said, barely see him because he's always away playing hockey, and he's been called up for the Flyers for like months now, so I don't even see him when he's not away because he's at this hotel in New Jersey and I'm an hour and a half away in Allentown. Anyway, all I'm saying is you guys should listen to her podcast because I really like it. And I don't know, I've actually had many episodes about independence, so I'd recommend, because I'm not going to get into a bunch of advice in how I've become independent because I've already touched on that on many episodes, so I can link that in the show notes of this episode. But yeah, I've come a long way with my independence. So if any of you struggle with that and feel like you can't be alone, you always need people around, or you're very extroverted like me, I promise you can get there. It just takes time and practice and like little things. Like, I don't know, it just took me being like disciplined in little ways to keep me on a routine and keep me going and doing my normal things without sitting there being like, oh my gosh, I'm alone. I'm really alone. I'm so anxious. Like, what do I do? You know, because that's how it used to be. But yeah, like I said, I have other episodes about that. So let's recap. Starting off the month of December, my sister was here. I think she was in my first Vlogmas video. It was so much fun. My first Vlogmas video really just started with a bang. We had like a whole day at KOP. We went shopping. We went to lunch. Lucy and I went to dinner. Like, it was just so fun. And then it was all downhill from there. No, I'm kidding. I mean, in some ways, it really was. Vlogmas by the end just got kind of lonely and like sad, which I'll talk about. But yes, we did start off the month. My sister was visiting, I believe. Oh, yeah, because she came right after, I was about to say New Year's. No, right after Thanksgiving. We had Thanksgiving on Long Island with my mom's side of the family. And it was really fun and really nice to be with family. And then Lucy just came to visit me in Allentown, like straight from there. So yeah, she was visiting for a bit. We had so much fun. I love her. She actually visited just again recently, which I'll get to. We're going in chronological order here. I'm really pushing myself to stay organized in this episode and not digress too much. So something pretty sad about Vlogmas was just that I didn't get to do a lot of the fun ideas for videos and activities and stuff that I thought I would be doing, and that I sort of brainstormed for things I could do in December, because I, you know, at some point it's like, okay, I gotta focus here and show exciting things since I am filming every day. So I always try to do, you know, something fun, exciting every day to film. However, I didn't get to do a lot of that. Like, I never went to a Christmas light show, and it makes me so sad because I waited too late in the month, and then I'll get to that. But yeah, even like in years past in Vlogmas, I've always done like Max and I, boyfriend, girlfriend, shopping for each other challenge, and we like get home and show each other what we got each other from the mall, and it's just like such a fun video to me. It's almost like a tradition now because we've done it the past two Vlogmases, and then he wasn't home once. I think he was home for 24 hours on like December 2nd, and then that was it. So we never got to do shopping for each other like we did before. And the biggest one we didn't get to do was what we got each other for Christmas, which we have done again in the past 2 years during Vlogmas. And I didn't even realize how much you guys loved seeing that video until by the end of Vlogmas. I think I touched on it. I was like, sorry, you guys, I am not with Max on Christmas. He hasn't come home at all. We haven't been able to do presents. Like, we just could not film this video this year. Sorry. And then I was like, well, let me know in the comments if you like really care. I guess we could show in December or in January, like once we eventually get to see each other do presents. But I figured by then it's like so late, you guys don't even want to see anymore. It's like not relevant. And so many people were like, oh my gosh, no, we really want to see what you got each other for Christmas. So yeah, I guess we could still do that, but like we need to both be home in Allentown, and he never comes back to our apartment anymore since like he's just at this hotel for reasons I explained, since he has practice here like every day, whatever. But yeah, hopefully we can do that soon. If he has a day off, we can like go back to our apartment and be home together. Like, now that I'm just always there alone, I always tell him like, I miss you, but specifically I miss us being here together because it feels like our home, and he's just never there. And so it's sad, but hopefully, crossing my fingers, we can still do that, because so many of you guys were like, we don't care how late it is, like we just want to see what you got each other. Which, by the way, I did get to open some of my gifts before Christmas since he had bought them already and they were like at our apartment, but he just wasn't there. So I opened my Tiffany necklace that I'm wearing right now. I was so surprised, you guys. I've never been like so surprised. Another one, maybe I'll wait to show in the video. I'll make it so that it's more of a surprise, because I don't think I've talked about it on YouTube or Instagram or anything. But yeah, Max like did so good for Christmas this year, and I was so surprised. Like, I was very spoiled. And yeah, I'm literally wearing this necklace right now. I've been wearing it every day since I got it. And It's a gold, like, little necklace. It's an initial necklace, and it says M, and then there's, like, diamonds all over the M, and it's so cute and so special. I, like, cried. I'm like, this is so sweet that you thought to get me this. Obviously, M for Max, and, yeah, I just love it. So that's, like, a sneak preview of what we got each other. I guess I can tell you one thing I got him. Oh, yeah, okay, I just thought of one. You guys, which, honestly, I don't know if I recommend. I heard of this company called Cuddle Clones, and what they do is make custom driver, like golf clubs, like, you know, a driver club, a custom driver head, like golf club head cover of your dog. And so I sent them like 20 photos of Brody from every angle, and they like custom make it to look like your dog. But, you know, here's the thing. I sent them so many photos, and you can give them, like, distinguishing characteristics. I'm like, faint white spot on his head and, like, black spot on his tongue and really fluffy on the front of his chest, whatever. And it finally came. I probably spent, I'll be honest with you guys, I probably spent, like, $200 on this thing. I'm like, this better be amazing because it was obviously so expensive. It took, oh, I also ordered in, like, September. Like, it took forever because it was, like, this custom-made thing. And it came, and it just, like, kind of looks like Brody, like, a little bit. Like, almost feels a little cheap. Not me, like, talking crap about them on here. But you guys, I'm, like, the realest with my podcast. I'm so real with you guys, like, more than anywhere else. I was just telling my friend Kendall that we were walking our dogs this morning. And I'm like, you know, because I was telling her I was about to record today. And I was like, the podcast gets the real tea because, I don't know, I just feel like some things on YouTube or Instagram, I'm like, oh, I know if I talk about this, like, I'll get hate or people will just see it that don't, like, really know me or follow me. But I just feel like you guys are my, the OGs, the day ones. Anyway, what I was saying, Cuddle Clones. Don't know if I would recommend because it came and I'm like, this only looks like Brody a little bit. They definitely, like, did not get the ears right. And I'm like, it kind of looks like him. And that was supposed to be, like, Max's, like, big, exciting present. And then I was like, okay, maybe I need to get something else because this is, like, a little bit underwhelming. And it looks like it was $20, not $200. So, it's the thought that counts. You know, the thought was there, but don't know if I'd recommend that. But it was, like, really cute, and I will need to post some, like, my Instagram story eventually. But I took a photo of it when it came, like, next to Brody, and it's so cute. Brody's just, like, they're, you know, like, both of their faces are looking at me, so you can see how they look alike. But they only look alike, like, a little bit. Anyway. As I was saying, Vlogmas was just, like, a whirlwind, very crazy, filming every day. Like, it's always very overwhelming, and I'm like, ah. And I feel like I always end up getting sick during Vlogmas because I barely sleep, and obviously it's, like, cold in winter, and you get a cold, whatever. And, yeah, it was, like, a cold flu situation, but it was, luckily, it was only, like, a day or two that I felt sick. But the reason that a Vlogmas was, like, sad and lonely and difficult was because I felt like everyone in my area, just, like, everyone I knew, you guys can definitely read, like, right before Christmas, everyone was getting COVID because Omicron is, like, spreading like crazy. I don't want to, like, talk all about COVID because I know people are like, we don't want to hear about it. We hear about it enough. Like, you don't want to come to my podcast to hear about COVID. You know what I mean? It's like, let's keep the vibes high, keep it happy. But because of it, basically every, like, fun, little exciting Christmassy sort of plan that I had in Allentown with my girlfriends, it would be, like, a big group of us. Like, we were supposed to have a wine night and, like, go to Christmas light show. All that was getting canceled because we were like, oh my gosh, we need to be really safe, especially the ones with little kids, especially the ones that were going home to Canada for Christmas and needed to test negative. We're like, okay, we don't want to risk it all getting together. Like, there's just so much COVID going around. And Max was away. He ended up getting COVID, actually, but I never saw him. I feel like he was one of the first guys on the Flyers to get it. He wasn't, like, the first, but a couple guys got it. He got it, and now more and more are getting it on his team. So it's so hard that, like, so many guys can't play, and then it just, like, is making the season so difficult. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I never even saw him, but he did have it. Like, he was testing positive, but he had zero symptoms, which is nice. I was like, wow, that is fascinating to me. Like, I wonder, obviously people know that you can test positive, be asymptomatic. Like, I've heard of that a lot. But I'm like, I almost wonder if you don't have symptoms because you, like, are physically so fit and take care of yourself so well and are in good shape, everything like that, that your immune system, like, he has such a strong immune system, you guys. I've seen Max sick once in the over 3 years I've dated him, and it's because it was in college and I gave him the stomach bug, and he, like, yeah. But that is legitimately the only time I've ever seen him sick, other than maybe like a slight cold type of thing, whatever. But yeah, he actually, I didn't finish my thought. I was saying, I wonder if, like, you know, you're physically so fit, immune system, whatever, your immune system is so strong that it's just like fighting it off so you don't feel symptoms. But maybe someone with like a weaker immune system would. I don't know. I feel like I've always had a almost like weak immune system, because I feel like if there's like sickness going around, I always get it. I don't know. Anyway, my voice probably even sounds like hoarse right now because I've been traveling and I don't sleep. And like, I know if I sleep under a certain amount of hours, I will wake up like with a sore throat or my voice will be on, whatever. I just feel like my immune system is very fragile. Anyway, so everyone was getting COVID. Luckily, I didn't, literally knock on wood. And so luckily, because of that, I was still able to see my family. Like, none of us had COVID, but like Max went to the quarantine, the whole situation, and it ended up being like the last like week or two I was in Allentown at my apartment in December. I was just very lonely and like didn't see anyone. And Brody and I were like, okay, what do we film today for Vlogmas? And I think I did a lot of online shopping at Abercrombie. That's been like a recent fave. I've been finding like such good stuff, like leather pants or jeans. Even like I got this sweater. Brody, are you making noises? He's moving around in the bed right now. But yeah. Loved Abercrombie. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about MeUndies. Let's be real, relationships are not perfect. That's why MeUndies is celebrating our imperfectly perfect matches with their new Valentine's Day collection. I personally always wear thongs, so I don't ever have to worry about underwear lines. So I wear their thongs, and specifically my favorite pairs are my feel-free thongs. I also got Max a matching pair, but boxer briefs, of course. Gifting underwear for Valentine's Day, I feel like, is so fun, and gifting matching underwear for you and your significant other, now we're talking. Express your one-of-a-kind relationship when you match your bottom half to your better half in fun limited edition prints. If you're single, mingle in matching pairs with your friends or fam. You can even get dog hoodies or buddy bands to match your four-legged BFF. How fun with Brody. I can't wait to do that. Be sure to check out all of MeUndies' super cute and super soft undies, socks, bralettes, loungewear, and more, available in sizes extra small to 4XL. And MeUndies has a great offer just for you guys, for my listeners. For a limited time only, get 25% off your first order of matching pairs for Valentine's Day. And as a first-time purchaser, you can also get 15% off and free shipping right to your door. To get 25% off matching pairs and 15% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/HH. That's MeUndies.com/HH. And now let's get back into the episode. I also loved my Skims fuzzy set. I'm sure you guys have seen those around. I feel like they've been so popular, and I got one for my sister for Christmas. I got one for Max's sister, just like the fuzzy skim set, you know, like the tank top and the pants. And so of course I had to get myself one. So worth the hype. I'm obsessed with it. So those are just like some recent faves sprinkled into December. Like I was saying, I am so lucky that I got to be with my family and that none of us had COVID, everything like that, for Christmas, because I know so many Christmases were like COVID Christmases and on FaceTime and sort of like ruined with the situation of the world. But because of, oh yeah, really because of Max having COVID, right after he got it, they were supposed to have a home game in Philly, and my mom, my sister, and her boyfriend were all supposed to come. We were all gonna go, it'd be so fun. But that was like the first game that Max couldn't play because he started testing positive. So then they couldn't, like, they didn't even come. We didn't get to go. I was so sad because it was something I was looking forward to. I like kept talking about the vlogs. I'm like, I've been alone a lot recently, but like my family's coming and we're gonna go to this game, it's gonna be great. And then no, that didn't happen. So yeah, but luckily still got to go home for Christmas, be with all my fam, everything like that, see my best friend Hannah from home, who I was mentioning earlier on that I want to get her on the podcast, and my twin sister Lucy and I got to see Hannah a bunch being home, like do our little workouts. Hannah and I did the best workout on Christmas Eve. If you guys live in Albany, it was at this studio called Anatomy, and it was like a spin, like half spin, oh, it was called cycle and core, like, so half spin workout, half core workout, and it was so great. I'm like, I want to do this every day. It was just like the best vibes. It was like snowing and like Christmas Eve, I don't know. So I don't know if you guys agree with this too. I always love Christmas Eve more than Christmas Day. Like, it just is all exciting. You get to like look forward. You're still like, you're still anticipating Christmas, I guess. So yeah, it's sort of like the anticipation of Christmas is almost better than Christmas itself, because then Christmas comes and the day of, I'm like, everything is closed. It's almost like sad and it's like over. And then I'm like, wow, we have to wait like 365 more days again till next year. So I don't know. Does anyone else get sad on Christmas Day? I'm like more sad that it's over than like enjoying the day. But like Christmas Eve is more exciting to me. Anyway, so yeah, Lucy and I get to hang out with Hannah a bunch. Oh, we made mulled wine, which if you guys haven't had mulled wine, I love it so much. I have been into it ever since I went to a winery in Allentown. I believe it's called Folino Winery or like Folino Estates, something like that. And I went with a bunch of girlfriends and we had so much fun. We did like a wine tasting there. Could not recommend enough. I'm sure you guys have like been to wineries before, but I have never been. And so it was just really fun to go. And it was like a whole afternoon situation, but we got to try a bunch of different types of wine. And one of them was mulled wine, which I had never had. And basically, you make it like on the stove, it is served hot, like a hot beverage, like tea or cocoa or something like that. So it's like hot wine with like spices that kind of cook in it and like seep into it. Oh my God, it's so good. Like cinnamon and all those type of things. Like it just tastes like Christmas in a mug, basically. So I've been so into mulled wine. It's so good. It was so fun because I got this little mulled wine kit at the winery, and that's how we made it. And it came with like a bottle of red wine, all the little spices that you do, everything like that. So I recommend you try mulled wine because I really loved it. Also, during Vlogmas, if you guys saw, I surprised my bestie Hannah with a YSL bag, and it was like the most exciting thing. I'm like smiling thinking about it. I literally had planned it for like almost an entire year before. Because if you guys caught my vlog where we talked about it and I showed like surprising her and everything, basically she, like I said earlier, has been my bestie forever. She literally is the reason I started YouTube. Like I wonder, you know, I think I would have started social media eventually because obviously I love it so much. Like I would have found it another way and probably started later on. But like she literally showed me in 2012. Haul videos, makeup videos on YouTube. And at first I was like, that's so weird. Like, why do you watch that? And then I'm like, wait, this is so cool. Now I know how to do my eyeshadow. I know what clothes to buy at Forever 21 and Abercrombie Kids. And like, I literally was 14. But.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Yeah, like I just feel like I owe her the world. She's always been like the best, most loyal friend, and she literally got me into my career. And so yeah, I just love her so much, and she works really freaking hard. She works like a million hours a week, and she's just so practical and logical and like so good with her money that I know she would never really buy this bag herself, but we'd always talked about it. Like I'd be like, this is your bag, and she'd be like, oh, there's my bag. Like we'd always talk about it. It's the YSL Lulu Small, in case you're wondering. And I actually have it, and my twin sister Lucy has it too, because it's just the best bag. But we all have different colors, so it's like so fun. We're all like a little squad now. But yeah, we always talked about it, and I'd be like, Hannah, there's your bag. Or like we'd see it out and be like, there's your bag. And I literally had got it for her like 8 months before Christmas, because I just kept thinking about it. And I'm like, this is the least I could do. Like Hannah has been the bestest friend to me forever. Literally showed me YouTube. Like I just want to get this for her. She's like, she literally is so into like fashion and like designer things, and I feel like showed me the way. And so I'm like, she needs this bag. Like this is just made for her. And she was so surprised and so shocked. I can't believe she was so surprised. Like I thought maybe she almost knew, because I kept being like, I can't wait to do presents. I can't wait to do presents. And in the video, she's like, I thought you were just like excited to do presents. Like I didn't know it was going to be like this big crazy thing. And so yeah, it was really cute. I'm so happy I got to do that. Also in December, I tried out red nails, which was like really big for me, because because they're like, okay, it's red nails, like that's normal. But I do light pink on my nails every single time, and it's been that way for years. Like I am just light pink queen on my nails, because anything else that I get, I kind of will get sick of, and will just be like, oh, I wish it was light pink. So I thought I'd be festive. I was gonna do like the red tips. If you guys know, people will do like the French manicure style nails, and then they'll just do a different color for the tip. Like, I was going to do that, like a red tip, and then I got nervous and I just did all red, which I actually did not like, I feel like, for the first like week or two. And I was just like, wow, I miss pink. And now that I have pink again, I almost like miss the red. I'm like, wow, that was fun. But I think I just always want what I don't have or can't have, you know, what's that saying? You want what you can't have. So now that I have light pink, I'm like, oh, the red was nice. But if I had red, I'd be missing the pink. Anyway, who cares? You guys are probably like, we don't care. Oh yeah, my next note in here is barely saw Max. Yeah, isn't that the truth? I tell him how I was literally so spoiled last season because obviously it was like such a weird hockey season. It was like cut in half. They literally did not start until like January, I mean, or February. I think it was the very beginning of February. And so it was like a 4-month season. And since COVID and Max was down in their minor league team, Lehigh Valley Phantoms, the whole time, they only played like 4 teams the entire season because of COVID, like 4 teams around them. And so they'd have away games, but they never even spent a night away. Like, he didn't spend one night in a hotel away from home. So I got to see him every single day. Yeah, even after away games, like, they wouldn't even stay overnight because it would be an hour or two drive and then they'd just drive back. You know what I mean? So I was very spoiled because people would be like, oh, the hockey life's so hard. Like, they're always on the road, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I can't relate. Like, I got to see him every day just because it was such a weird season last year. And this year I'm like, oh, I get it. We go months, weeks, such a long time without seeing each other. Or it's almost like, okay, maybe if we don't go a whole month, we go like 2 weeks, let's say, but I get to see him for like 24 hours at a time. I guess this is probably going to be the longest time I've been with him since like October. Literally, this is going to be the first time since October that I've been with him for more than like 24 or 48 hours because I'll be here for a couple days with Brody. But like, damn, I did not realize how hard it was. And it's just, yeah, I don't know, it's just sad. But I do feel like so lucky that, again, I've found my independence and I just feel like I'm thriving with Brody at home. And we're like on our little routine, we go on our walks, especially my girlfriend's there. Like I mentioned, Kendall has her dog, Brody, and my friend Kendall's dog, Oliver, are like besties. And so they'll play together, we'll walk together. So yeah, I'm sure I'd feel a lot more sad or like lonely if I didn't have friends. But I'm just lucky that I have a couple friends nearby that I get to see. Oh, by the way, speaking of Max, I forgot to mention, this was really exciting. Sorry, Max, if you're listening, I literally had to look it up because I didn't remember the day. I, you know what I do remember, though? I'll never forget. October 15th was his first NHL game. But he actually didn't even have his first NHL goal until December 10th, you guys. I looked it up. December 10th, it was in Vegas against the Vegas Golden Knights. And, yeah, that was his first goal. December 10th, I was watching at home. It was probably, like, midnight because obviously the games, if they're like 7 there, it's like later on East Coast time, you know what I mean? But yeah, he scored his first goal. It was so exciting. I feel like it was so cool that it was in Vegas just because I feel like their rink is so cool and they have all these like lights and stuff before because it's Vegas. So yeah, that was just really exciting. And even though I wasn't there, I wish I would have seen one of his goals in person yet, but I think he's had 2 NHL goals so far, and they've both been away, so I haven't been able to see in person. But I'm just, like, cheering at home by myself with Brody. We're like, yay! So, yeah, that was exciting. Okay, now, on to New Year's, you guys. Yeah, we talked about Christmas, all that. Okay, so this is, like, a couple days ago. Yeah, because it's only January 6th. I love my outfit from New Year's Eve, by the way. My outfit was mostly from Revolve. If you guys saw my stories, I had the cutest, like, cropped little sparkly black top that I got. Oh, yeah, I said on Revolve. And it was just really sparkly. It was, like, so perfect for New Year's Eve. And then these black leather pants that I've actually had for a little while now. They're the brand Goldie from Revolve. Yeah, I just got them on Revolve. But I believe you can get a Goldie a lot of different places. A Goldie has my favorite jeans, if you guys remember. All my favorite jeans are a Goldie. They just, like, fit me the best. And they're such nice quality. And these leather pants, people were, like, freaking out my story being like, oh, my God, these are so expensive. Yes, they are. However, I literally tried the Aritzia Molina pants at least 3 times. Like, I literally tried 3 different sizes and lengths, you guys. They just do not look good on me. They didn't fit me right. Like, I couldn't make it work. Finally, I was like, you know what? Let's bite the bullet. Let's try out the Goldie ones. A Goldie always fits you so well, Gretchen. Maybe it'll be worth it. Right as I got them, I'm like, these are perfect. Like, worth every penny. Yes, they're expensive, but they fit me so well. And are worth it after trying to get so many Melina pants and trying to return them, or then I can't return them and I give them to a friend and like wasting all this money. Yeah, I just love these leather pants. They're amazing. Anyway, so the outfit was really good, but I have to fill you guys in. I was in LA, and it's funny because my last podcast episode that I posted in November, I noticed, wait, I'm looking at the notes for it right here on my computer. Yeah. In the title was Airport Nightmare. And what was my airport nightmare this time? I don't know. Oh my gosh. It was when I went to Palm Springs. Wow. That feels like so long ago. Did I have an airport nightmare? I guess I did. Yeah, I really did. Wow, I completely forgot. My flight got canceled going there, and it was, like, such an issue, and I had to rebook a new one, like, immediately, because the flight was, like, an hour away. Anyway, like, an hour from leaving is what I mean, so I had to book one, like, really last minute. And then my, like, luggage got damaged, whatever. So then when I was posting about this airport nightmare, this past little trip, this past weekend, everyone's like, you have the worst luck, this always happens to you. I'm like, what do you mean? And now I remember, yeah, that I like have a way of blocking out in my memory bad things that have happened, because it's like I don't even want to think about it, or like bad memories. Yeah, isn't that weird? Do you guys do that? I think I've heard that's like a trauma response, or that's like a common thing, that you will like make yourself forget bad things. And it's not even like I'm consciously doing it, but I will like not even be able to recall bad things that have happened to me. Anyway, I digress. But yeah, Kendall and I were like, LA, let's go. It was a whole thing. No, I lied. Kendall was not like, okay, let's go. I was like, okay, let's go. Because like I said, the boys, her fiance Jerry, my boyfriend Max, were away on this road trip for like a week and a half on the West Coast. And we were like, oh my gosh, they're in LA on New Year's Eve. They play the Kings the next day. How exciting. Like, you know, the gears in my brain started turning. I'm like, okay, how can we make this work? I want to go. We could literally go for just like the weekend. Kendall come back on time for Monday for her job. Like my sister could watch our dogs, which she did. Thank you, Lucy. You're such an angel. And it was perfect because her and her boyfriend wanted to come to PA anyway. Anyway, so they like watched our dogs. And then we're like looking at flights. Mind you, this is like the day before, you guys. This is like December 30th. And it's like so late at night after like a couple drinks. So I was finally able to convince Kendall. And flights are like so expensive. I'm having deja vu because I literally am posting a vlog today of the weekend. And I am sort of like reiterating stuff in there. But in case you guys didn't see, I just need to fill you in because it was just crazy. Just let me like speak my truth because... oh my gosh. Yeah, so flights were literally like $800 or $900 round trip. I'm sure you can imagine, since it was the day before and it was New Year's Eve, like the holidays. And we're like, you know what, let's book with Miles. I'm like, Kendall, I'm like trying to like make it all make sense to her. I'm like, hey, we're gonna use our Miles, we're gonna stay with them at their hotel, we won't pay for hotel, we won't pay for flights, we literally, it's gonna be, we're gonna be tired, we're gonna have to leave at like 6 a.m it's gonna be like a lot, but like it won't be too expensive, like we'll figure it all out. So finally I convinced her to come, and I was like, woo. Okay, then so it was Friday morning, yeah, New Year's Eve, and we get to the airport at 5:30 for our 6:30 flight, which, or no, actually our flight was exactly at 6:36, got there at 5:30. Like I looked at my phone, we parked at 5:30 and ran right in. It's a tiny little airport, Allentown Airport, and we had a layover, yeah, again in Atlanta on the way there and on the way back. And I'm like, okay, there literally is like three airlines. It's like one terminal. Like it's a tiny airport. How bad can it be? Which, you know, in hindsight, almost makes sense that it would be a crazier security line, because it's such a small airport that if there's like a lot of people traveling, like around the holidays, they can't really handle like how many travelers there are. So we get in the security line and we're like, oh my gosh, it was like wrapped around the whole airport. It was, I have never seen a security line that long. Actually, maybe once before at Charles de Gaulle in Paris, because that place is always a mess too. Anyway, so we wait an hour and we're like, our flight is about to finish boarding and we have not even gotten to the front of the security line. Like we are freaking out, and then the couple behind us was also on our flight. Like everyone on our flight was in the security line. Like it wasn't just us, because if you think like we were just being logical, we're like, we're not even checking a bag, we just have carry-ons. Getting there an hour before our flight takes off is plenty of time. Security, go to your gate, whatever. I thought we were going to be chilling. Like, usually when I get there an hour before with just a carry-on, you breeze right through security. You're sitting at your gate, like, 10 minutes after you get there. Yeah, not this time. So, everyone's, like, freaking out. It was a whole situation. My bag's getting checked. They're like yelling our names over the speaker. Final call. Door is closing. Kendall's running. Like, we have to wait for my friend. The door literally closed behind me. Yeah. So a very stressful start to our trip. And I even asked the flight attendant, or no, the gate agent who was like checking us in. I was like, that security line was crazy. Like, how many people like are checked in but like not getting on the flight? And she goes, 13. I'm like, this breaks my heart. Like, I get it. Like, they have a flight schedule. They have, like, times they have to take off, whatever. Like, I get it. And they couldn't wait for them. But I'm like, this makes me so sad. Like, I wish they could wait, like, 10 more minutes. Because you are, like, messing up 13 people's plans and, like, their holidays. I guess it's our fault, though, for getting there late. I'm putting in quotes. Because I feel like, generally, that's not late. But I guess with COVID and just holiday, we should have realized. But we were, like, taking our sweet time getting to the airport. We're like, oh, my gosh, we're so early. We left at, like, 5. We're, like, petting our dogs, taking the easy way, slow way there. No. Like, that was so stressful. And then our flight in Atlanta there was delayed, I think, like, an hour. We ended up landing, like, way later in LA than we were supposed to. And mind you, that was the only day we were going to be able to see our guys. Because then Saturday they had a game. So they're, like, at the rink doing their own thing all day, napping. We really barely got to see them Saturday. And then they left and we left Sunday. So, like, Friday was really our only day to be with them. And it was a mess. But we finally get there. Oh, wait. Before that, I need to tell you guys, Kendall, right? So my mom got me a couple books that I asked for Christmas that I have been seeing everywhere. They've been like recommended all over social media. So I'm like, okay, they must be good. And she got me this one book called It Ends With Us. And I posted about it on my Instagram story. And I got like a million replies of people freaking out, being like, this is the best book ever. I read this in one day. Oh my gosh, I was crying. Be proud to cry. I'm like, what? This seems like crazy. And Kendall actually didn't cry, but she read it. She finished it on our flights to LA. Like, she finished the entire thing. She's like, I could not put it down. Like, I had other stuff to do. But, like, she had to read the entire way to Atlanta, the entire flight from Atlanta to LA. She read the whole time, and she finished it literally in one day. And I was like, wow, I've never finished a book in a day. And she kept saying, oh, I'm a slow reader. Just, like, not this book, because it's okay. I'm like, okay, you are not a slow reader, because that would take me way longer. And I will say, I'm on page maybe, like, 30 or 40, and Kendall's like, how could you even put it down? You need to finish. Like, every day she's like, you need to finish so we can talk about it. But I haven't yet, but I need to. And yeah, hopefully it gets me into reading, because it'll be like exciting and whatever. But I've heard a lot about it. Also, like, I'm warning you, people have given me a trigger warning that's about domestic violence, which I'm like, oh my gosh, because I have not gotten to that yet. But I guess I could see how it could end up that way, maybe. So far, literally, I'm not giving anything away. So far, it literally is just a boy and a girl meet. That's like all I've gotten up to at this point. And people are like, you're really betrayed. Like, you think one thing and then it's another thing. So I don't know. That's all I know about that. But I got to finish it. And also, on our way back, Kendall was like, I need to get into reading. And she bought Verity, I think is how you say it, also by Colleen Hoover. Colleen Hoover is the author of It Ends With Us and Verity. And Kendall also read that in one day once we got back. I'm like, wow, you're just a reading machine over here. And she was up till like 2 a.m. We had a sleepover when we got back in my apartment. And she was just freaking out, like, so scared, because it was, like, a scary book and was telling me all about it. And we were, like, up at night, like, afraid, because this book makes you, like, scared. But it's just, like, so many twists and turns, again, like, so crazy. And you think one thing, and then it's, like, a totally different way. But that was also so recommended on my Instagram. People were like, oh, my gosh, you have to read Verity by her. So, so good. But I didn't even read it, just from how she described it to me. We definitely didn't like that one as much, because it was just more scary and, like, dark. And I feel like, well, I guess I don't know, because I also have not even finished It Ends With Us, but I feel like that one is more, like, I'll like more, just from how Kendall described. Anyway, so, okay, so that is the flight. Then we get to LA, and my luggage is locked, and again, I have deja vu, because I talked about this in the vlog, but long story short, I have never locked my suitcase before, I've never set a code, and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. I think I just started crying, because I'm way overtired. Obviously got up at like 4 a.m., it's New Year's Eve, I'm like forgetting the whole day that it's even New Year's Eve, and I'm like, this is my one day with Max, who probably just wants to like eat and chill out, and I'm like, my suitcase is locked, like I need to get scissors, I need to cut it open, I need to go to Louis Vuitton, get them to open it. I've had so many issues with this suitcase. And so we literally Ubered 30 minutes to Louis Vuitton, who said at first they couldn't even help us. They're like, oh yeah, it's actually like a liability issue because you have all your stuff in there. Like, we can't even touch it. And I'm like, no, like, please help me. Finally, we get it resolved. They'll help me like reset the lock because I never set a code or anything. It was just like jammed, whatever. Finally, we get it open. Thank the Lord, and that was like a whole thing when we got there. We ended up having a very lovely New Year's Eve, though. We had like a double date, Kendall, Jerry, me, Max, and we had so much fun. We went to Del Frisco's, which was like the only open reservation we could find because it was New Year's Eve and we were looking for reservations like day of, you know. But it was lovely, loved it, and we could barely stay up till midnight since it would have been like 3 a.m. East Coast time, you know. And then Saturday went to the Kings game. Sadly, the Flyers lost 3-6, so that was sad. But it was still really cool to go. I got to see my grand little. She came. Max's buddy from home, like from childhood, came. It was like such a fun time. Also, Kendall's one of her best friends, like literally her maid of honor, came with us. And then we stayed at her apartment that night. Her dog was so sweet. Like Sunday morning before our flight, we went to the beach with her doggy. We went to Great White in, no, not Venice. Is it Matt? Nah, maybe it is in Venice. I don't know. Wherever Great White is, I think that is. I don't know. It was just really yummy. Literally look up Great White. You'll see it's in LA somewhere. And it was delish. I want to go there like every single day. Finally, we leave on Sunday. So this is like, what, 4 days ago now? And our flight, was it delayed taking off? No, it wasn't. But while we're on the flight, I was like, you know what, Kendall? I was like, I'm not even turning Wi-Fi on my phone. I'm just going to be off the grid for 5 hours. I am going to read this book. It's going to be great. And I end up like falling asleep, which is shocking because I like never fall asleep on flights. But I was so tired from all the travel and like barely sleeping and all the champagne. And she like woke me up and was like, Gretchen, oh my gosh, I know you were trying to be good by like not being on your phone. But like good thing I was, because our next flight literally just got canceled. They rebooked us for like the same flight, but like 24 hours later. And we're like, no. I'm like, this can't be happening. This freaking trip. I'm like, I jinxed it by talking about how excited I was to like sleep in my own bed tonight and like shower at home and like be back with my dog. And we're like, no. And there was literally nothing we could do because we landed in Atlanta at like 7:30 p.m. There was like no other flights going out that night, especially to Allentown, like such a little airport. And I think we got rebooked 24 hours later because there must be just only like one direct flight to Allentown a day from there. I don't know. And so we ended up switching it so that we flew out in the morning, at least to get there like earlier. We flew out in the morning to Philly, and then my sister drove an hour to pick us up from Philly, which was very nice. But Delta, that was like such an issue. We were so mad at first, but you know what, we made the most of it. And we stayed the night in Atlanta, and it was in like this cute little hotel, and we went out to dinner. Shout out, someone recommended, they DM'd me that we should go to this sushi place called 8, which was so far from where we were staying. We literally Ubered like a half an hour, but it was the yummiest sushi. And this has never happened to me before, you guys, but like I said, we were just making the most of our time. We were at dinner and we made friends with the three people at the table next to us. And I usually, you know, like sometimes I can make friends kind of where you just like chit chat, whatever. But we like legitimately were like, okay, we're hanging out after this. They're like, we're going out, come with us. And we literally went with them going out. And now thinking about it, I'm like, Gretchen, were you okay after your like two drinks at dinner? Were you like not thinking straight? We literally get into the stranger's car and like go out with them. And now I'm like, I do not recommend, you guys. Like, please be safe. I mean, luckily we just like very much trusted them. They're like young girls like us, like our vibe, like so nice. So we trusted them. But like, how dumb. Wow, saying this out loud, like I feel so dumb. Luckily we're all good. It was totally fine. They were like exactly who they said they were and everything. But like, don't be dumb like us. But it was actually so much fun that we made friends and went out and stuff. We were like, wow, what a night in Atlanta. Like, this was meant to be. We were complaining that our next flight got canceled. We had to stay here. But like, we had the best time. And here we are. So yeah. So yeah, then we flew home. That was what, Monday? And then the last 2 days, I was just in Allentown trying to get my life together. And suddenly it's Thursday and we are in New Jersey. I like never know, you guys. I always try to make plans, but it's like impossible in this lifestyle of ours. And I just literally take it day by day because like I never know what's going to happen next. Like plans can change so quick. A game can get canceled. Like Max can get sent down. Like just, yeah. Any plans I make really have to always be tentative because we never know. For example, next week, the Flyers are playing the Bruins in Boston, and I'm so excited because I'm planning to go, but again, this is, like, tentative because, like, Max could end up not playing, or you know what I mean? So I guess we'll see, but that would be really fun if he did. I guess you guys will see. Stay tuned because literally his whole family will go, like, all our friends. There's going to be, like, I'm going to be like, Max, we need 50 tickets. Like, legit, it's going to be insane. Like, my friend Taylor will come, Hannah will come. Like, it's going to be so much fun. So let's hope that happens because, like, again, you never know. But that's next week. Then looking forward, I actually think their All-Star break is canceled now. I should like look into that, which makes me so sad. Like, I get it, because a lot of games this year have been canceled or postponed due to COVID. And so I think they got like scheduled in during that week. So I don't think we get an All-Star break anymore, which I was so excited for. I wanted to like go somewhere with Max, since obviously can't travel or really do anything or barely see me during the season. But yeah, I think that's canceled, which is sad. But then, you know what? I feel like I've just been chatting so much this episode. I'll let you guys go soon. I promise we're nearing the end. But last thing I'll leave you with is a happy, exciting note that I'm so excited because suddenly next month is February. Like, how did that happen? Oh, shoot. That's reminding me, literally Max's birthday is like a month away, February 13th. Whoa, he's gonna turn 27. Oh my gosh, I feel like he turned 26 yesterday. What the heck? Okay, I need to start thinking about gifts for him. I just feel like this year really snuck up on me. I keep saying it's 2021. How is it 2022? Like, ooh, like that doesn't feel right. And like suddenly next month is February. So what I was gonna say is that the end of February through the beginning of March, me, Hannah, Lucy, and our friend Taylor are going to Hawaii, which like pinch me, it still doesn't feel real. We literally were like booking our flights in like October, but we kept being like, oh, we have so much time to pick out our hotels and all the things we're doing. And I would be like, no guys, we have so much time, we have so much time, we have so much time. And now it's January, so I'm like, wait a minute, we gotta get our hotels, like that's next month, holy crap. So yeah, that's basically what I'm gonna be doing the next couple days, I think, is researching and like booking our hotels and everything like that. But that will be so exciting. I can't believe that's next month. So there are exciting things to come. And I just feel like more and more things will pop up during like this spring and summer of like me visiting home, us going to the Cape. Like, hopefully our goal is still to have a short-term lease in Boston for the summer. So we will see. But it's all like a day-by-day, like I said, basis. However, I will leave you guys now. I will let you go. I feel like I've just been chit-chatting, but I really wanted to catch you up on my life because the past month has been so crazy. And I apologize if you watched my weekend vlog in LA, because then you just heard the story all over again. But in case you didn't hear, I just really needed to share my story because that was like crazy. And it basically made me realize that I always thought I had really good luck. Maybe I was just manifesting good luck because I've always said that I'm a person with good luck. But I swear, like, just in life in general in the past 24 years, like, my twin sister has had way worse luck with things, and I always have, like, the good luck. But then everyone's DMing me being like, you have the worst luck with flights and traveling, like, you have bad luck. And I'm like, maybe I do. Maybe my luck is turning. Maybe I have bad luck now. But I also feel like I've just traveled so much that, like, statistically it's bound to happen that, like, some of my flights will get canceled, my luggage will get lost, stuff like that, just because I've flown so much, you know? So I don't know. That was a whole thing. But yeah, life is good. A little crazy, a little hectic. Again, we're just taking it day by day. I'm happy I have some friends. I'm happy I have a boyfriend that I can see once in a while. I'm happy I have a dog. Really, Brody. Brody, look at me. Brody, look at mama. Hi, honey. Oh, I wish you guys could see him right now. Like, I am just literally so blessed to have Brody because he is my bestie and my, like, one constant in this crazy life of mine. So it's really nice. He has my routine. We went on a nice little walk this morning. Like, everything's good. So that is what's going on. I hope all is well with you guys. I wish these podcasts could be like interactive. Like, I wish you guys could chit chat with me and we just like hear about how everyone's doing. Maybe I need to do more like what we said. I told you guys I'm obsessed with that podcast. That's still a fave of mine that I listen to like all their episodes with Chelsea and JC. They always do ones where their listeners like write in and it's so fascinating. So maybe I should like try that. But I also don't want to copy them. So like, you know what I mean? But yeah, I just wish we could like chit-chat. Like, I feel like this is like one half of a conversation. Like, I feel like we're hanging out on FaceTime, but then like you don't get to talk back. Anyway, I keep saying I'm gonna let you go. Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Get excited for Happy Hour podcast episodes to come. I'm back, baby, and I will see you in my next episode.